fat people and Weight Watchers at the taxpayers' expense. That's what a health watchdog is advising. GPs will be told to offer 12-week slimming courses like Weight Watchers, Slimming World, Unislim, whatever, typically cost £100 to patients. Now, the NHS spends £5.1 billion a year treating obesity-related illness. Good idea. Should fat people just eat less? Niamh Horan and Emma Wolfe with us today. Morning, Niamh.
Good morning. How are you?
I was okay until I heard you. And Emma, good morning, Emma.
Good morning, Stephen.
Can you believe that this woman is back again? Go ahead, Niamh. What do you think?
You're asking that of me.
Yes.
I even have to ask you, you're in the middle of it now, Stephen. Do you think if somebody said to you when you didn't really want to, when you're at your heaviest or when you're at your worst, here's €100, you go on a 12-week Weight Watchers course, would have made a dog's bit of difference? No. Because the one thing anybody's learned who goes through weight issues is that it has to come from themselves. And anybody will tell you, if you read in magazines, the big life-changing stories, they don't say, oh, it was when somebody offered me money to go to a gym or to go to Weight Watchers. It was a life-changing moment. They couldn't fit in an airplane seat. They saw a photograph of themselves. You know, they met somebody from their past that didn't recognise them. It always comes from themselves. And this is just throwing good money after bad.
Emma?
You know,
I surprised myself actually by thinking this is a hugely positive step. I think that the fact that people are taking part in these courses, and apparently only around 10% of the people that are referred are actually going to go ahead with it, the fact that they're taking part in a 12-week programme, it may just kickstart that process. I really, really think this is positive. I think the aims of 3% weight loss, which is a few pounds, is pathetic. I think we really need to be more robust in what people should be losing.
I'd have to ask.
They're going to focus on reducing calories and increasing physical activity. And obviously, Niamh and I, it's straightforward, but it can also be incredibly difficult to get going. I think that's hugely positive. But I think the aim should be more robust and much more ambitious.
Can I ask a stupid question? Why isn't this money from their own pockets? If they really wanted to, well, then would they not take the money out of their own pockets and fund it that way and decide to cut back on takeaways? Because we've all been here before. We all know that it costs far more to eat junk food than it does healthy food.
So but why would they take it out of their own pockets? £50 to £100 per head. And as Stephen said, it's going to save us, in the long term, £5.1 billion. But also, it's going to save so much misery and depression and sadness. It's incredibly empowering to take your own
absolutely.
Health into your own hands.
Absolutely, that's my point. It's incredibly empowering and to take your health into your own hands. So why doesn't it come from their own pockets?
Well, it's not coming from their own pockets and it's not coming from them. So we have to try something. We've got 2/3 of adults in our population now.
That's what we would call a very British attitude, a very British problem. It's not coming from their pockets. We'll just take it from the government's pockets. I also have to ask, why stop here, right? If you're going to say, okay, we're going to bust people on the course for food addiction and we're going to spend €100 each out of taxpayers' money to help them with their problem, why don't we do it for alcohol addiction? Why don't we give it to AA Anonymous? Why don't we give it for drug addiction and gambling? Why just wait?
Hold on, I think alcohol addiction and drug addiction are funded by the NHS and people do go on programmes.
Right, okay, so you're 100% about that, yeah? That they're funded, that you're funded for £100 per person from the government to go on AA, yeah?
I'm pretty sure it's more than that. I don't know, Stephen, do you know, is there a drug and alcohol addiction on the NHS?
You know what, when I see a lot of... Do you ever open your papers each day and you see children who, for example, down in the Republic it's happening, they're being taken off medical cards. And there's different people facing disabilities that can't afford even to get by and day-to-day simple things, or they can't even feed themselves. Personally, as a taxpayer, I would prefer my money to go towards people like that rather than people who have a problem with eating too much.
The problem is,
I would like to show...
This is 64% of adults and children. We have a problem. I agree with you that it shouldn't have to come to this. But we have a massive obesity epidemic looming. And then you get people going on ridiculous crash diets, mentioning no names, and deciding to eat 600 calories a day. That is not the way to lose weight.
Slagging me off here on my own show?
I am, Stephen, because I'm really worried about you, because what you're doing...
Don't buy into it, Stephen. Don't buy into it. I've heard this. When you go on a diet, somebody, and usually it happens that they're bigger than you, you know, say, I'm really worried about you. Don't listen to that.
So do you know much? So what do you call?
Don't accuse me of being bigger than
so
him.
So Emma Wolfe, what do you call ridiculous?
I call ridiculous to slash your calories to less than what a concentration camp victim is eating, and to lose a large amount of weight.
So ask me how much I've lost in 14 weeks. I've lost 6 stone in 14 weeks.
Well done.
And you're calling that ridiculous?
It's not ridiculous. I'm saying it's not a long-term solution, because you can't spend the rest of your life living on 600 calories a day.
I bet you didn't need taxpayers to pay for it either, Stephen.
Well, at least I'm trying.
I know. I think it's amazing, but I also think I'm not sure it's a long-term solution, that's all.
Stephen, didn't I tell you, I spoke about losing weight before a long time ago on this show, and I wrote about it as well, what people do when you're losing weight. They put their arms around you and they give you a hug and say, I'm worried about you. And I think it's ridiculous. I think you need to watch
No,
it.
I'm not. I'm not saying that. I'm coming
say
from,
it.
I'm coming
from never say it when you're overweight. I hope
I'm coming
not.
From the perspective of someone who has anorexia for 10 years, and I know for a fact what happens to your body when you go into starvation mode, okay?
You know what? It's typical human behaviour, and I hope there's a lot of people listening to your show today and who are on diets and have family members and friends telling them they're worried about them, trying to put them off, seeing what's happening here. I'm telling you, it's just, I don't know why it happened, but it will never happen when you're eating.
People who lose a large amount of weight on a diet will go back to gain all the weight they lost and more.
Well, you just...
That's the spirit. You
just depress me. I'm trying really hard and you're now telling me I'm going to put it all back on.
I know, you're working miracles and it is amazing, and you're going to be cutting your blood pressure and your diabetes risk and heart disease and all of that. But I'm just saying, is it sustainable for the rest of your life to eat 600 calories a day?
I'm going to America on the 12th of June. On this Thursday week, I'm going to Los Angeles.
I hope you're not going to let it go over there.
I have no idea how... I don't know what I'm going to do.
Exactly.
No, I'll give you some tips before you go.
What happens if someone invites you out for dinner?
I'm having dinner, and I'm having burgers, and I'm having chocolate, and I'm having ice cream. I'm having the whole lot, every single bit of it, everything.
You're
I'm
mad.
Just eating and constantly eating, and eating more and more and more. I can't wait to go.
Exactly, my point proven.